Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with forensic scientist and professor Dan Crane today. A joke that I've made on the show over the last year, it has been a joke, but I think almost somewhat true, and I'm curious to get your take on it, is Christmas time's coming up. People, they give out those DNA kits and tests from Ancestry or 23andMe. How worried should someone be who maybe has gotten away with a crime many years ago, and then suddenly your grandchildren are doing the tests, your brother, your cousin, your mom, your dad, these tests are all going into this database, and you've gotten away with it? The only way you could be connected to something is through DNA, but now we're seeing so much of that familial DNA connecting individuals who have just laid low for most of their life after committing a crime. Are we going to continue to see a lot of people kind of coming out of the shadows or being forced out of the shadows due to just that, families giving their DNA willingly for curiosity of their heritage, but at the same time, maybe connecting someone in their family to a crime that they had no idea?
Well, the very short answer to your question is yes, it's going to be much more of an issue going forward than it has been in the past. And an earlier question that you were asking is that if you have committed a crime in the distant past and it looks like you're not, you know, you're in the clear, you should be extremely worried. the way those familial tests work, those genealogical links for forensic purposes work, is an individual in the database who's a second cousin is sufficient to cast a shadow of suspicion on an individual. So if you've got us, it doesn't have to be your child. It doesn't have to be your uncle. It could be as distantly related as a single second cousin, or maybe two or three third cousins. That's enough to generate, you know, an investigation, to allow an investigation to be initiated into an individual for a long unsolved crime. And 97% of the North American population today has at least one second cousin in one of those genealogy databases. Mm-hmm. So almost everyone is already under that kind of genetic surveillance.
Now, when it comes to investigating something like that, as of right now, does it take an investigator to have to reopen a case, take a look at a case, to then go and try and connect those dots? Or is there something already in place out there where we have like the CODIS database, and then we have these private databases where AI essentially can connect the dots for you, going, hey, this really shows like there's a match here. Maybe somebody should look at it. Are we there yet? Or is it still taking that investigator to go, this is an old cold case, let's see if there's anything new that matches DNA at this moment?
Today, it requires that investigator to reopen a case or to do some additional testing. And you know why? This is kind of ties us back to what we've just been talking about. Those genealogy tests are single nucleotide polymorphism based.
Okay.
And so the test results that they may have gotten from the 1990s or the early 2000s wouldn't lend themselves to those kinds of forensic genealogy tests. But if an investigator said, hey, look, I think we got a lot of DNA from this crime scene from 30 years ago, let's do some single nucleotide polymorphism testing on it, let's do some ancestry testing on it, then that could well bear, that's very likely to bear fruit.
Wow. Wow. So essentially, the first step is buy a bunch of these kits, give them out at Christmas, and see who's like, I'm good. I got one. I don't need it. The weird uncle in the corner. No, I'm good. I'm not coming to Thanksgiving or any other holiday gathering ever again. In fact, I'm going to go live in a cabin in the woods going forward.
Or better yet, flee the country.
Yeah.
Well, I've decided that it's time for me to live in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you said you were going to the game this weekend, not going to Vietnam. Like,
Or maybe, you know, if you buy all those kits and you give them to a family, you figure out who it is that's looking into countries that don't have extradition treaties.
All you got to do is just look at the Google history and you're going to figure out who's done something bad at some point in time after handing out that gift. Dan, thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure. Always so interesting to hear all this from your perspective. Thank you again so much.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.